commission that will do elections in the, for chair and vice chair in the January meeting. So just to prepare you for that, we'll have that on the agenda. First thing out, so start your campaign now.
That's right. Start planning ahead.
Yep. But that's all I have.
Howard had to fill in that when we both gone, Steve. He may take a real liking to this.
I've got a question for everybody. Sit down there, Sheila. On these buildings where they're putting them together and we're having a family on one side and the nightly rental on the other side, why don't we put something in our codes, put a brick wall between them two, fill it with concrete, make it more fireproof? Is that something we can put in our codes?
We don't have building codes in Taney County.
Well, is it something we can put in our...
Are we going to jump in that pond?
You talking about a duplex common wall?
Yeah. If I ain't mistaken, back in the old days, they done that, didn't they?
Well, it's generally done, Steve. I mean, generally speaking.
Not concrete, though.
No.
They're probably putting type X on both sides of the wall. I mean, I don't know if they are, but...
I don't know. I'm not a builder like George, but it probably works about as well, don't it? You think or not?
Not for sound.
I know.
Well, I was talking about for fire safety.
I know it's sound that we
don't. For fire either, but the fire, your fire code is your fire code. If it'll hold X temperature for X amount of time.
Yeah.
Two layers of 5/8 generally does it.
I'm not familiar with that very much. I don't know what's better.
Yeah, well, I know we went out and poured concrete. They'd lay blocks, and then they'd fill it with chips, concrete mix.
Maybe he's trying to sell concrete.
There you go. It sounds like enough.
You trying to sell concrete?
No, he'd make it put in a board wall.
No, I just think on some of these things that we look at, especially what they're building new. I mean, we can't do nothing about what's already built, but what they're building new.
Now,
that ain't something we can put in there.
That's something I'd like to talk about if we have time, is these apartment houses they're talking about doing. I mean, they're in the county. We got no codes, and I want to know who's going to be running the engineering on them. Because when somebody tells me they want to build, you know, cost-effective housing, that tells me somebody may not be putting in a lot of firewalls or something.
Right.
And it's going to have 18 units.
Every corner that can be cut will be cut.
Yeah, and I think that I know we don't want to get in the building code business. Actually, we need to get in the building code business. But we need to have some kind of handle on having an engineer. There needs to be somebody responsible for that building.
Well, what's the difference between that building and a building that somebody's going to build new and sell it to a family on one side and a nightly rental on the other?
Because the family might hear the smoke alarm and take off, but if it's cost-efficient housing, they may not have all their fire or smoke detectors daisy chained, and we're going to burn up 35 people real fast.
The fire code for that property will be administered by Western Taney County, and so in their book, it does say that it will be sprinkled and the smoke detectors will be interconnected.
Okay, so I wasn't aware of that, and I just...
Fire alarm, that depends on what they do on that side, but it does require a fire sprinkler system.
Okay, that's what I mean. There needs to be some kind of handle on some kind of multifamily situation.
That's
like
under
that.
Western's.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I brought it up. I just wanted to feel comfortable for me, because
that's what I'm trying to do. On a family living in one of these new ones are building, a family on one side and a nightly rental on the other side, that needs to be protected too. I agree with you.
Well,
that should be the same thing.
I thought the fire district were dealing with that.
Well, you just find that growth on these things is very slow. Progress is very slow. I've been here a long time, and there wasn't anything even thought about when I first started getting on the Planning Commission. That wasn't even a consideration to even think about. But and you're right, we need protection. I mean, I'm not arguing against it, but what I'm saying is that the progress is always behind the need.
The duplexes, I think, would come down to us deciding whether or not it's a fit. So if you bought a duplex,
so would that be something?
If you wanted to take one side for night,
so is that something yours could do? If somebody came in there going to build a new one?
We would, within the city limits, yes. That's handled.
No, I'm talking out in the county. But the fire district still have.
But if they wanted to do north of rental, they'd have to come in front of us, correct? We're supposed to.
Yeah.
And if you don't think the party wall that they're building in that duplex is sufficient, then we need to vote no.
Or put that to them as far as building that wall.
Could make that a prerequisite, I guess.
Under the fire code, though, if they did that, they would have to separate the attic space. There would have to be a fire separation.
It'd go all the way up to the roof.
Go all the way to the deck.
Yeah.
Do you have to do that if you envelope the house? I mean, if you
have a residential?
If you 5/8?
You have commercial. You have to separate the two.
Okay, but if you separated the commercial and you go ahead and fire rate the wall and the ceiling, does that not separate it because you don't have your fire rated between the ceiling, so instead of having it here, you're here?
That's another option possibly.
Yes. Okay.
It's cheaper to go straight.
It would depend on whether or not it's retro.
We're going to have these coming to us where they're going to build new ones and put a house on one side and then out the window on the other side, or maybe not the windows on both of them. But I think it's something that we need to discuss when it comes.
Well, if they do that, it's automatically covered. This current code requires sprinklers, so it doesn't matter if they're both night or rental. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but if one's a family and one's a night or rental, then it's not.
Yeah, you have to do something different.
Is that in our power to put
I
that
personally
on
don't. I personally don't think it
I
is.
I think it is.
I don't think we can enact building code.
I mean, they're going to take it to Howard and override us if we start fooling with that because we're out of our jurisprudence.
Okay. I got me answered.
Oh! It's like our state highways, Rick. They're built after the fact.
Rick.
Well,
Rick tonight, Dave.
Steve would have understood.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Well, you like this, Damon. You're just sitting back there.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, anybody else got anything to talk about? If not, let's adjourn this meeting.
I've got adjournment to talk about. I suggest we do.
Well, I want to say one thing. Fellow that had, or the lady that had the dog kennel out at Mincy, did she get everything? Did she approve?
Mm-hmm.
Have we heard any more from the owner?
From her? I haven't heard.
From the fellow, the neighbor. Because we had another tape that showed that those dogs were not debarked.
Oh, they were. They had the debarking done. She presented the bill. But she had the CFC's been issued because she presented the vet bill showing the debarking for the dogs.
That should have never been.
It was mitigated.
That one really bothered me right there.
That should have never been.
But I have not heard anything.
If you got to cut an animal's voice box to make money, well.
Well, she had 5 acres. You put her kennel right there next to his house.
Which I voted against it, and I'll vote against it again. Anything like
that. Did she bring one dog in and not debark him?
But it, no, she hadn't brought more. But they may be some of the male dogs that aren't the breeding dogs. Yep, you can.
I live a half a mile down the road. They either added more or they didn't keep barking.
They're barking.
You hear it all the time.
I
mean, it's very
annoying. I don't think we should have.
No, I mean, we can't go back. I mean, the only thing you could do would be if you didn't follow the staff recommendations to deny her.
We can put a stop order, right, Scott?
Well, I think the way that was left, that whatever it took, the noise would stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can put a stop on it. Until you find out for sure that them dogs has been done.
Do we have a compliance officer for our planning and zoning committee? What would you recommend, Bonita? Do you have an opinion?
I went out there. She didn't know I was coming. I didn't hear bark one.
Really?
I got out and I slammed my door real hard. And I walked all around.
That probably all run under the kennel.
Made noise.
You probably scared him when you drove up.
Mike went out. Didn't hear him.
I've been out three times. And they initially barked the first time I went out, and then they just quit. But which the way the decision of record read, it was to mitigate the barking, which doesn't mean to eliminate it. Mitigate it means reduce. Reduce it.
Well, she wasn't going to do her male dog.
No. So if there...
She had another dog or two, she wasn't...
She had two or three dogs.
But what gets me is to do it to begin with, to make money.
Right.
I'm against that. I mean...
Yeah. That kind of stuff happens. I'm not packing iron.
Lots of other ways of making money, in my opinion.
Steve?
Yes.
Devin's down here, and your code already in a duplex is 3.13.03. Covers what you were talking about.
Pardon?
It says code. A 1-hour fire rated partition wall from the foundation to the roof decking shall be required.
There you go.
Yeah, so if they build a new building and a family on one side and a nightly rental on the other side, then we have control to make them put a wall between them.
But that follows code.
Yeah, follows code.
Outside of this.
Yeah.
When I first went out there, I drove down the lane and I got out. I drove more and I got out. I heard nothing. And I drove in the garage and whose garage is that, and started to back out. And I thought I heard something. I got out then and said, no, I didn't. So I started to pull back off. And then I stopped again, drove my window down, and I started hearing it. So I got out and I walked to the edge of the lot. And they were really carrying
on for quite some time. And then he came out. He saw me. You're in the tank. You don't have the leaves are
ruffling because he walks up. So. That's a gentleman
that was the neighbor. That wasn't the owner, but that was the neighbor.
The neighbor. Yeah. He had called day or so before and I couldn't get out there. His brother or someone was there.
Yeah,
so
right.
It was a guest room. And so he didn't know I was neither one of them told me I was coming because I start somewhere and I get held up. And they take now I don't know what time it is.
I'm a half a mile down the road. That's probably lives on the camera.
No, I mean just the sound.
The sound.
And this is coming out of the barn.
Well, like the gentleman said, it's a long drive, down to the house, and he's got the kennels at the back of it, and then there are some trees there and things, but I'm at the back, I'm at the neighbor, Scott Hodge, on his land, on his yard there, and I'm focusing towards the other house, which the kennels are there, just were.
Can we shut them down, Scott, till we get something figured out?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure the direction there if she's got her.